Warning, we are getting dangerously close to Halloween. I can't guarantee a clown-free episode. Actually, I can. Listener discretion is advised. Did you put clowns in here?
I can't guarantee it.
Coming to you from America's Wang, this is Florida Man, the podcast for Tuesday, October the 29th, 2019.
Each week we bring you stories from the shady side of the Sunshine State, starring America's most prolific criminal, Florida Man.
Coming up in episode 103,
Florida Man installs a drive-through window in his neighbor's kitchen.
Nice. Florida woman didn't detect any metal in her boyfriend's head.
Florida man needs to add some variety to his diet.
And Florida woman hires an underage chauffeur.
Plus a Florida man food fight, listener email and V-mail, and much, much more. So how was your trip up
to South Dakota,
Phil?
Tired of this shit.
Of this shit?
Tired. That's a bit. That was a long story. But okay. You're right. No, I'm tired. I am tired. Trip was good.
I had a...
Visited the great state of South Dakota for the first time in my life. Weather was extremely cooperative.
That's always good.
We had a... I'm thankful that our buddy Chris got married in October and not January. Otherwise, he might have been looking for a different best man. No, it was a really good weekend.
Cool.
Off without a hitch, the weather was... It was windy as hell the first day. The worst part of all of it is it wasn't cold. The wedding day was, Saturday was beautiful. Not a cloud in the sky and 60 degrees.
Great.
Tux on everything, no sweating, no nothing. It's perfect. Absolutely perfect. However, humidity at like negative 50%.
You're dried out?
Oh my God. It's like I am going through Visine like no tomorrow. No spray. Snorting water up my nose. You know, it's just, it is my sinuses and have still not recovered. As you can, I'm a little nasally. I just snorted there.
That's okay. I had to cut like 70 of them out of last week's episode. So
for me?
Yeah.
What? Snorting?
Yep.
How?
I don't know. That was a new thing. I just noticed it a lot last week.
I snorted?
Yeah.
Like how? That's a sniff. That's not a snort.
Well, it was more sniffing than snorting, but yeah.
Maybe I had a runny nose.
You must have.
Anyway,
I wasn't going to mention it, but since you brought it up,
it was a very, very nice trip. It's just dry.
Yeah.
And it was like when you're used to, you know, 100% humidity every day in South Florida.
Yeah.
And you go to zero.
When you're in the middle of the continent, there tends to not be as much moisture.
Wasn't a lot of moisture there. So the best place I visited where there was a lot of moisture was at Sioux River Falls.
Oh, okay.
And we stood there for about an hour and sniffing in the water vapor from the waterfalls. Oh, that is so nice.
Natural vaping.
Yes. Natural vaping. Yeah, I got off to a rough start. I left my, packed everything, got all done, ready to go on Thursday afternoon. Got on the plane and realized I forgot my entire shaving kit. Packed it all up, left it on the counter.
Yep. Did that have just shaving or did that have
all was everything.
Your
everything.
Medications?
Medicine, medication, oh, everything. Everything.
That sucks.
So we had to have that overnighted to us.
Yep. Been there.
That cost a fortune.
Yeah.
On a Saturday delivery for an overnight from here to South Dakota.
Yeah.
So
that
yeah.
sucks. Yeah.
Dry air.
Mm. Oh my God.
Snoring was a problem.
Did the intern get any sleep?
We took turns. We took the cushions off of the couch.
And put
I slept
over your
in,
face?
No, I put them in the bathroom.
Oh, God.
So I slept in the bathroom the first night, and she slept the second night.
Jesus.
Then we actually had a good trip, and everything went fine. Then on the way home, had to get up at 4 o'clock in the morning to catch a 6:15 flight out of Sioux Falls to Denver, and then Denver to here. Didn't know they had a straight flight from Denver here. They do, though. Packed. Anyway.
I think there's a straight flight to and from Denver from pretty much everywhere now.
Is it?
Yeah, there's a lot of tourism going on in Denver these days.
I guess so. Fair enough. So we take the rental car. It's five in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
And obviously nobody at the rental car place yet. So we just park in the Avis section for rental returns.
Mm-hmm.
Got our stuff out, walked inside, and they got a little key thing, key drop. You put your key in there for the for your rental.
Yeah.
And go about your way. Dropped the key in, made about four steps, and went, where's my backpack?
Oh, shit.
Better yet, where's my phone? You did what? I said, I left my phone in my backpack. She said, well, let's just go. We'll call the rental company. We'll have them ship it to us. We can't. No.
I can't call them because I don't have my phone.
I have the phone. Second of all, where are we going to go? We can't get home because the keys are in the backpack to the Jeep. So there's no way. Once we get to Jackson, we can't get home. Once we get to Fort Myers, we can't get home. We have to call somebody to come get us or take an Uber.
Oh, God.
She's like, you've got to be kidding me. I said, no, I'm dead serious.
Did you break the window?
So, no, that was plan C. plan A was to miraculously, accidentally rip the key holder thing off the counter.
Okay.
But was very well securely bolted.
I couldn't imagine why they would do that.
Yeah, and then I said, well, you know, I actually rocked it a little bit. I think I can get this thing off. I'm gonna tear the whole thing apart. Well, then I decided let me go outside one more time. I know I locked it, but let me go back and just maybe something. And luckily, I hit the wrong button when I locked it. I hit the open button as opposed to the lock button.
You lucked out.
And I walked up and I saw the
indicator.
The lock thing up, and I'm like, oh, please tell me that's. And I opened the door opened, and I'm like, thank God.
Oh, God. Only you, Phil.
I fucked up I did. I screwed up going and screwed up coming the whole way around.
Wow.
But other than that, I think it was a successful adventure. Didn't break myself. Where's our list?
It's on the whiteboard. Where do you put that?
Oh, over there.
I'm going with two nights in a row. Broke myself was 15 plus. No, I didn't break it. Yeah, I was fucked up though.
Okay.
11 to 15.
Well,
open bars are dangerous.
Yes. We went to a wedding 2 weekends ago that had an open bar, and since I was having to drive my wife because she can't maneuver the vehicle yet with two boots on her feet, I restrained myself, so didn't do that. But this weekend, we hit a milestone for the family. Actually, as we're recording, tonight is my daughter's 16th birthday, so we spent Sunday afternoon, car shopping.
What'd you come up with?
A Korean vehicle.
Yep.
That's about 6 years old. But
is it the one that comes with the little mice in the commercial?
It is the one with the mice in the commercial, yes. Or hamsters.
Hamsters. That's hamsters. It.
Yeah.
Rats, whatever the hell they are.
The rodent. It's the rat trap mobile. But she likes it, and she can fit her service dog in the back. So
good. Good. That's good.
Yeah, she's got to get a job now to pay for gas and insurance.
Dude, you don't even want to know what my son's is. Because it was promptly after 3 weeks after he had it erected.
Mm.
And then, yeah.
Car insurance is one place where teenage girls are much cheaper than teenage boys.
Oh, hell yeah. He cost me a fortune. Still does. But he's paying for it now.
But it's still on your account?
Yeah, he reimburses me, though.
Lucky you. Right,
we are... You saw the trailer out front. We have a new purchase for Southern Audio Productions.
I did notice that. I was going to ask you if you needed any graphics design for the side of that.
I do.
All right.
I do.
We'll have a discussion off the air for that. But I wanted to let our listeners know, like we did last week, that if you are one of the next two people to subscribe at patreon.com/floridamen, you get the added bonus, not only of getting our extended ad-free episodes every week, you also get to tell us what we get to name our LLC. So we are going to be incorporating Florida Men as a business here in the great state of Florida. And we are letting our patrons, our first 25 patrons, let us know what that name is going to be. So we've got two spots left. If you are one of the next two people, and hopefully we've filled that by the time this episode goes out. But if you go to patreon.com/Florida Men and just right on that first page, if you see a number lower than 25 patrons, sign up and you get to tell us what to call ourselves.
All right.
So yeah, only two spots remain.
Two spots, huh?
Yep.
All right. I have nothing to promote.
Okay.
Or as you like to say, I have nothing to plug.
I am substituting for one of my other trivia hosts. So if you are in Naples on Wednesday, October 30th, that is the day before Halloween, I will be hosting Trivia by the Trivia Factory. That is Wednesday night, October 30th from 7 to 9 p.m. And that is at Ancro Lab Brewing Company in Naples. And that is off Bayshore Drive.
All righty, you ready to get started?
I am.
Story number one comes to us from WFLA.com. Florida man drove a truck into a neighbor's kitchen after the family made fun of him.
Yep. That's kind of thin skinned.
Well, it depends. Let's see what happened. It was a wild moment caught on camera Monday in Pasco County. Now, Pasco's where now?
Tampa.
That's right, Tampa. The body cam video provided by the Pasco County Sheriff's Office captures the epic aftermath of a neighbor dispute gone horribly wrong.
This is the Hatfields and McCoys situation.
Yep. Witnesses say the feud between the two families on Riverbank Drive in Newport Richey lasted more than a year. Those who live nearby describe it as drama day in and day out for 13 months.
Wow. Have you ever had a feud with your neighbors that...
Still have it?
Yep. Has longer than 13 months?
I've been in this house for almost 4 years. So, yeah.
And this is an active feud? Or is this just kind of grudges being held?
Grudges and they don't come around anymore. Let's just leave it at that.
But there's no like active shouting from one driveway to the other.
Oh, it could be. Wouldn't take much, but yes.
But right now that's kind of
yes
on the down low.
Okay.
We had a neighbor when I was growing up. My dad called the neighbors the Clampets from the Beverly Hillbillies. Yeah, they had more cars in their yard not working than we had in our driveway.
Working,
yes.
Oh, then on Monday, the proverbial volcano erupted in a dangerous way.
Have you seen a safe volcano eruption?
Well, I don't say safe, but I mean, I've seen them on the Discovery Channel where they're like out in the middle of the ocean where nobody was
flowing. Okay.
Yeah. Nobody was hurt.
Okay. But that would be dangerous if you were close to it.
Sure. A moment that could have easily killed someone, according to those who saw it.
Uh-oh.
Those who know Timothy Farmer said he snapped.
You're welcome.
Yeah, thank you very much. I actually pronounced that one right off the bat. Suck it, Matthew from Washington State. He said he snapped, pushed to his limit after the family across the street allegedly taunted the man's fiance.
Oh, so it wasn't him.
It was the straw that broke the camel's back, capping off months of fighting.
I mean, if you are going to talk shit about my girl, I'm going to snap too.
Tim couldn't take it anymore, his fiance said. He really didn't want to hurt anyone. He reached his boiling point. We've been harassed for months, and he's been physically attacked. I had no idea he would do this. Pasco deputies say Farmer walked out the door, got into his car, threw it in reverse, and hit the gas. He flew across the street, slamming into his neighbor's house, specifically the kitchen, where the wife of Tim's nemesis had reportedly been minutes before.
I don't want to hear any more stories about my backing up.
Yeah, well, there's going to be more. As Pasco deputies arrived on scene, their body cameras were rolling and captured the aftermath seconds after it happened.
They got there quick.
Timothy Farmer could be seen still sitting in the front seat, disoriented and anxious. He told deputies shortly thereafter, "I've had it. You guys don't do nothing. You guys don't do nothing." His fiance says the two of them made countless calls to deputies begging for help, hoping to squash the ongoing feud. "I know he didn't want to hurt people," said Cherie Butler, the man's fiance. "He didn't know really what to do. We both didn't. We've been calling the sheriff's office for months."
So the butler is getting married to the farmer?
What?
That's their names, Butler and Farmer.
Yes, the butler's getting married to the farmer.
Okay.
The fiance... Oh, I get it now. Okay. The fiance said that at this moment was completely out of character for her husband to be. Those who live nearby, not involved in this dispute, disagree.
Uh-oh.
They say Timothy Farmer would antagonize the family across the street, engaging in trash talk. On Monday, that ended. Farmer is seen on the body cam.
He ran into the trash cans and knocked him over.
Yelling at deputies and resisting arrest. He was finally placed in a squad car and taken to jail where he remains on no bond, facing multiple charges. "You know how people vent and you think they're just venting," the fiance said. "He was more than venting. But I told the sheriff's department, you've got to do something. Someone's going to snap."
Yeah, obviously it was Tim. All right, story number two. This is from PNJ.com.
What is PNJ?
You asked that last time, the Pensacola News Journal.
Oh, sorry. Oh, we got two in a week?
Yeah.
Two in a row?
Actually, three, because we got two in this show from them.
Oh, really?
Yeah, Florida. It's busy up in the panhandle. The snowbirds are coming down. Florida woman allegedly forced husband to sign divorce papers at gunpoint.
Mm.
A Florida woman was arrested after she allegedly forced her husband to sign divorce papers at gunpoint. Melanie Sherbrooke, age 45, of Pensacola, was arrested Friday and charged with aggravated assault with a deadly weapon. She was booked into the Escambia County Jail without bond and remained in custody Tuesday. The Escambia County Sheriff's Office was notified around 10 a.m. Friday that a man had locked himself inside a bathroom to escape from his armed wife, and she was still trying to open the bathroom door, according to a arrest report. Deputies arrived at the couple's home, and Sherbrooke was quickly handcuffed and placed in the back of a cruiser, the report stated. A deputy found her husband locked in the bathroom off the master bedroom. He exited the bathroom with his hands raised while informing law enforcement about a gun in his pocket, the report stated. A deputy removed a 9mm Glock 17 handgun from his pocket.
Mm-hmm. So he was armed and she was armed?
Yep. But she got the drop on him, so he ran in the bathroom. The man explained that when he came home that morning, he told Sherbrooke he had changed his mind about how he planned to handle their divorce. He originally planned to sign the divorce papers, but then decided instead to handle the divorce in court. And they're still living together? Mistake number one. Find your own place. Well, actually, that's mistake number two. Mistake number one was apparently marrying her. That's why he's getting the divorce. The man said his wife went into their bedroom.
I am not touching that with a 10-foot pole. I'm not. I've been divorced. I'm not doing it. You're on your own on this one.
The man said his wife went into their bedroom, emerged with a silver revolver, and walked him at gunpoint back into the kitchen. The man said that he was then forced to sign the divorce papers under duress, the report stated. After signing the papers, the man said he went into the bedroom, locked the door, and retrieved his gun from the nightstand. He then entered the bathroom attached to the bedroom and locked that door as well, the report stated. He said that Sherbrooke then tried to gain entry into the bathroom. The man said he was in fear for his life because his wife was, quote, a good shooter, unquote.
Damn straight.
And he was not sure if she was going to try to kill him.
Well, let's see.
You got to assume.
You got to assume she came out with a revolver. She's a good shooter. She knew what she was doing.
Yeah, I think.
I think she was trying to kill him.
Sign the papers, dude.
Sign the papers. I'm tired of fucking around with you. Let's go.
I mean, somebody asked you to sign divorce papers. Just do it. Why would you not?
Oh, there's lots of reasons you wouldn't.
I mean, she obviously doesn't want you no more.
Yeah, it has nothing to do with that, Joel. Just property. Money. Half.
Well, there's half.
50%.
There's half, and 50%. There's half. If you split half.
Quote a great Chris Rock bit. I don't know. What was it? It was an old OJ one. He didn't know whether he did it or not, but he understood.
Mm-hmm.
If you're making $30,000, bitch wants half, you ain't going hungry. Making $300,000 a year, might have to kill a bitch.
And there's the Ron White joke. You know why divorces are so expensive? Because they're worth it.
They're worth every penny.
Well, I mean, if you're at that point.
If what?
If you're at the point where they're worth it.
Oh, yeah.
Because otherwise, you know, make it work out.
Yeah.
You never know. You could find renewed love.
Mm-hmm.
But apparently not if you're Mr. Sherbrooke or Mrs. Sherbrooke. According to the arrest report, Sherbrooke denied brandishing the firearm or forcing her husband to sign any papers.
Oh, she lied about it? Or he's making it up?
One of them's lying about it.
How did they know she had a silver revolver? Oh, the band said that she did.
Yeah, he said
all that. All right.
I mean, you would think he knows. If he knows his wife's a good shooter, he knows what kind of gun she has.
From the Miami Herald, story number three. Our trace for our Spanish-speaking friends. Elderly Florida woman accused of hitting boyfriend with a metal detector for watching porn. Another great story from Port Richie up in Tampa area. Violence erupted at a Port Richie home over the weekend, apparently over a TV show.
It's been a busy weekend up in that area.
Deputies from, once again, the Pasco County Sheriff's Office responded to a domestic disturbance call, made contact with a 70-year-old man Sunday night who said that his lady friend, Jane...
It's Italian.
No shit. Jane had attacked him.
Galatello.
That's what I said, Jane. According to the police report, the victim showed body scratches from his arm consistent with fingernails.
Or bloody scratches.
Bloody scratches.
Yeah.
Okay. I missed that word. Sorry. He said he also had a bump on his head from a different fight the couple had on Friday night over a show he was watching on Cinemax that featured a topless woman. Well, that's not porn now.
Softcore.
Cinemax
After Dark.
Cinemax After Dark.
Yeah. You could tell we grew up in the 80s.
I did. It was awesome. You always had that best friend who had cable, and you had the HBO and Cinemax.
Oh, we're staying overnight at Bobby's house.
Yeah. Yep. Uh-huh.
Oh, we'll sleep in the living room.
Yeah,
that's
we're
fine.
Good. We'll just sleep down here. J- Jane confirmed that the two had argued because their boyfriend was watching pornography.
No, he
Ooh,
wasn't.
That's not
just
pornography.
Just because there's titties don't make it porn.
No, hell, look it up. You might as well say that up. Yeah, there's more nudity shown on Game of Thrones than
the most
Cinemax
stuff I
after
watched
dark.
On Cinemax when I was a kid. Yeah, you're damn right. And that won Emmys.
It did. The 70-year-old man said that the 77-year-old woman,
another cradle robber,
had also attacked him on Friday night, hitting me over the head with a metal detector. Though the deputy saw no mark from the tool, he did see the metal detector leaning up against the entertainment center.
Did it have his blood on it?
Or was it dented? Jane had admitted that the two were in couples therapy, said she may have, I don't know, accidentally tapped him
he with
the metal detector,
the
but denied hurting him.
No, he fell down the stairs.
She said she was doing God's work, read the complaint.
Uh-oh.
Based on the totality of the circumstances, I placed Jane under arrest for domestic arrest on a person over 65.
I bet that cop meant to write assault.
I think
arrest.
It was supposed to be assault.
Yeah.
Domestic assault on a person over age 65.
Now, does that
count? She's 70, if she's over 65 herself, does that really count?
And she's older than him. She's got 10%. Longer life than him.
The retiree was arrested and taken to Land O'Lakes Detention Center without bond. I like the fact that I cannot attest to it, but I might have accidentally tapped him. Accidentally.
Accidentally.
Not on purpose.
And I'm doing God's work because he shouldn't be looking at titties on TV. I have to disagree with her on that one.
I'm going to disagree on that one. I don't,
the more titties
I know
you
I'm
going
to, well, I'm going to regret this. I know I am, but I'm not an affection. I am a professional, but I am not an expert on 77-year-old titties. But I'm guessing the ones on Cinemax were probably a little perkier.
I would assume. A lot less wrinkles, too.
Case closed. Food fight! Now it's time for the Florida Man
Food Fight. This week's Florida Man Food Fight comes to us from TampaBay.com. Florida Man has eaten almost nothing but mac and cheese for 17 years. That's a picky eater.
Wouldn't that cause digestive issues?
Well, apparently it does. But he says, sometimes it's Kraft Deluxe, maybe a four cheese on occasion, or Annie's. Bob Evans is pretty good too, he said. But for 20-year-old Austin Davis, 9 times out of 10, he goes to his ride-or-die brand of original Velveeta shells and cheese. That is liquid gold. For nearly 17 years, Davis, a resident of Keystone Heights near Gainesville, has eaten nothing but macaroni and cheese.
Sorry. Hang on. Sorry, I had to get the mouse. He's 17?
No. He's 20.
He's 20, and he's been eating for 17 years nothing but mac and cheese?
So, yeah, since he was 3 years old.
Since 3 years old, all his parents ever gave him was mac and cheese.
Well, let's see. Vice News published a short documentary featuring Davis earlier this week. Quote, I don't want to say I'm addicted to mac and cheese because it sounds so weird, he said. But my body won't let me eat anything else. I didn't choose to be like this, unquote. According to therapist Ashley McCann, Davis.
Ashley.
Oh, it is Ashley. What the hell kind of name is Ashley? That's why you go into therapy, not why you become a therapist if you got a name Ashley. Ashley McCann.
Don't be ugly. You don't know her.
How do you know it's not a dude?
You just pronounced it wrong. Or him. It. I don't know, but you pronounced it wrong.
What do we say?
We've done 100.
It's them.
We've done 101 of these damn episodes. Not one have I been able to correct you on, and I just did it.
You're right. Yeah, it is. Yeah, Ashley McCann. But according to therapist Ashley.
It's not McCann, it's Mahan.
No, it's MC.
I know, I'm just trying to see how far I can get.
Davis has a selective eating disorder known as avoidant restrictive food intake disorder.
Wait, it's known as what?
Avoidant restrictive food intake disorder.
AVFID?
ARFID.
ARFID.
Yes. A mental condition where new foods can trigger negative physical reactions. According to the Center for Discovery, the condition is often linked to traumatic events. When
never heard of such.
When Austin was a child, he was removed from his home and diagnosed with PTSD after being physically abused by his father. He now lives with his grandparents. Davis said that the disorder has had a negative impact on his social life. He doesn't eat out and maintains few friendships. He wants that to change. Now, why can't you eat out? Every fucking restaurant has macaroni and cheese on the kids' menu.
Well, he's 20 now, though.
Yeah, but they've got it. They'll make it for you.
That's true.
You might have to pay extra, but...
Well, you don't know. It's
I'm sure it's embarrassing to go out with your friends and everybody's like, hey, Austin, they've got mac and cheese.
Well, maybe that's why. Oh, that's all he's going to eat. So yep. Anybody's like, what do you, what, you go first, or I'll take this number four combo, genius here, have mac and cheese. Yeah, and it gets ridiculed.
Yeah, probably. He said, it's weird for me to think of eating anything that's not yellow, he said. The choice is not voluntary. Davis said he's actually sick of eating the same thing and has occasionally tried other foods. His body, however, will reject even something he thinks tastes good. Quote, as soon as it enters my mouth, it's like a sensory overload, he said. Even if I like what I'm trying, I'll have an involuntary gag. Unquote. That's what she said.
Joel, don't make it dirty.
Davis knows it's bad for his health and has sought help in the past, but he said he has trouble finding a therapist who understood his disorder and would accept his insurance. He now drives 90 minutes to visit McCann. He's truly motivated to do his work, she said. So McCann is a lady doctor.
Yep.
A lady doctor.
Hence the quote, unquote, she said.
Yeah, that is what she said. He also works out four times a week, mostly boxing, to try to stay in as good a shape as he can. Quote, I definitely know that I have to maintain physical activity to keep myself fit, Davis said. It's to counteract my terrible, awful, carb-filled diet, unquote. His coach, Giovanni Cruz, has told him that he'd have to eat better if he truly wants to get in shape, but understands the struggle and the stigma of living with mental health issues. Quote, when it comes to mental health issues, if you can't talk about what's going on, then you can't get the help you need, Cruz said. I feel like a lot of men think that's a weakness when it's not. If there's a problem, the weakness is ignoring it.
Imagine all the great stuff he's missing.
I know. Can you imagine once, like, when he gets this fixed? Because I have a feeling he will. He'll work through whatever's the block is that's making this him.
You know what I'm sad for?
He gets to taste things for the first time.
He has never had Publix chicken.
Publix chicken, bacon.
He's never had any. Been able to put. You can slick some bacon on some mac and cheese. Bacon goes with anything.
Yeah.
He's
or
never
just
had
by itself.
He's never had Publix chicken. He's never had Popeyes. Never, a good steak. A Crystal Burger after being drunk
salmon.
As fuck. At 2 a.m.
Yep.
Sandcastle. I mean, rock gut.
The pussy.
Now, what? Well, I didn't think about that.
The sea?
So he can't eat anything but mac and cheese?
That's what it says.
Oh, I'm not going. No. If this person happens to listen to this episode.
It says right here, he doesn't eat out.
Then I would like all comments to be directed straight
now
to Joel.
Now, Austin.
That I was.
If my assumption is wrong, Austin, please contact me. I will retract it.
We're going to move on from that one.
Or Austin's girlfriend.
You're going to hell for that one. All right. Number.
I'm just saying, he's got so many things to look forward to.
Oh, this is story number four. This is
This is our fill in the blank.
Phil, P-H-I-L, in the blank.
Fill in the blank, Phil. All right. Florida man arrested for DUI, quote, driving, unquote, a blank. And that driving is in air quotes. Florida man arrested for DUI, driving a blank.
Tricycle.
Close, but no. From CBS17.com. Polk County deputies arrested a man Wednesday for driving under the influence on a Segway in Davenport. Deputies say around 4:34 p.m., 48-year-old Andy Sigears was spotted by an officer as he was driving a Segway eastbound on Dunson Road, which is also where a Polk County Sheriff's Office substation is located. The lieutenant who saw Sigears said he was in the middle of the westbound lanes, unsteady and swerving while impeding traffic. Several cars were seen going around Sigears by going into the opposite lane of traffic. Now, have you ever tried to ride a Segway?
Oh, no, I have not.
I can't imagine they are very easy to control, especially when you're drunk. But I wouldn't think that riding a Segway and swerving and being unsteady.
Those things were supposed to be like the next generation. Like whole cities were supposed to be built around Segways.
Right.
And it just like petered out.
Yeah, because when you hit a sidewalk. Like a piece of sidewalk that's uneven, it throws you off the damn thing or it gets stuck. Anyway, my point was that you can't just assume somebody's drunk because their Segway is unsteady and swerving. That's kind of par for the course.
All right.
Deputies say the lieutenant stopped Sigears and noticed he smelled like alcohol.
Well, that helped.
Probable cause.
Drama.
Yeah. Yeah. His speech was slurred and his eyes were bloodshot and watery. Sigears then told the lieutenant he drank nearly two bottles of wine. That's
What was his blood alcohol?
He was arrested and taken to Polk County Jail, where he gave breath samples of 0.243.
Mm, that's kind of hard to fight that
0.220.
One. I'm seeing a pattern.
And 0.238.
Yep.
The legal limit of blood alcohol concentration in Florida is 0.08, making his breath samples three times the legal limit. He was later released after paying his $1,000 bond.
Trip. I'd like to try to ride a Segway. We were at the airport, going through the airport this week. I mean, there was one
security
of them,
guards
security was
riding
flying
there.
Through there.
Yep.
I even saw one, I think, riding the horizontal escalator.
The people mover thing?
Yeah, the moving sidewalk.
The moving sidewalk. And he rode it on the Segway?
It looked like it. I may be wrong. It was early.
That'd
be fun, though. He was going fast.
What if he got on it backwards? Would he just kind of stay there?
I don't know. I don't know how it works.
Just like moving, like he's moving, like the Segway's moving forward, but the...
Oh, yeah, he'd just be staying there?
Yeah.
All right, story number five. This comes to us again from PNJ. Where is that one?
Pensacola. News Journal.
Oh, we just had one from there.
Yes.
Story number five.
Catch on quick, Phil.
I know. I see a pattern here. Florida woman arrested after her 12-year-old gets pulled over for driving. Now, I have not read the story, I'm going to be honest with you, but something tells me there was a really good reason her 12-year-old was driving.
It was a good reason, but it was not a legal reason.
A Santa Rosa County Sheriff's Office deputy pulled over a GMC Terrain after spotting the vehicle swerving suspiciously Sunday and found a 12-year-old behind the wheel.
Now, that's not old enough to be operating a vehicle on.
Well, not legally. Now, I did learn it. I learned at 12. I mean, yeah, it was, well, 12 or 13.
But
I was
driving on a city street?
No, I was on a country road, but okay. That's not the point.
Yeah.
I
was 14 we learned and a half, almost 15.
By the time we actually got your license, it was a formality.
Yeah.
Where I grew up. It was, you had been driving for years before that.
Yeah. Yeah, my daughter actually got hers today.
Yeah, I heard that.
Mm-hmm.
Congratulations.
Oh, yeah.
Our condolences, whichever. The child's mother, 45-year-old Francesca Darla Saria?
I would have said Saria.
Of Milton, was in the passenger seat, and two additional juveniles were riding as passengers in the back seat.
So she got the oldest one to drive.
Yeah, well.
And had the other two kids in the back.
She was arrested and charged with permitting an unauthorized minor to drive. That's a new one.
Yep.
103 episodes, we have never had a permitting an unauthorized minor to drive.
Mm-hmm.
Child neglect.
That would be on the other two kids.
Expired registration and no proof of insurance.
Well, that's unfortunate.
They're just hunting for shit at that point.
Yeah. That's
according to her arrest report, the deputy saw the GMC swerve into the right lane while its left turn signal was on while heading west on Gulf Breeze Parkway.
They didn't get her for improper lane change or...
No, none of that. Deputy smelled alcohol on Saria's breath when she spoke with law enforcement during the traffic stop.
That's why the kid was driving. Here,
so
have a license. You drive.
Mama's hammered. Get me home, kid. She was booked into the Santa Rosa County Jail, and her bond was set at $23,000.
Oh, whoa, whoa, whoa. The dude that was driving a Segway.
His was $1,000.
His was $1,000. So it's 23 times worse to have three kids in the car, and one of them is driving for it.
County records indicated she was released from custody on Sunday.
That's our mom of the year award.
The mama is hammered
mm-hmm.
and makes the 12-year-old drive him home. That's fucked up.
That is Florida woman.
Some of the, you know, the thing with doing as many stories as we've done.
There's Uber.
We've done a lot of stories of stupid, comical stories, and we've done these, which is the complete opposite, which is just stupid,
yep,
uncomical. The fact that you'd put your child into, here, I'm daddy's hand, mama's hammered. I want you to drive me home. Here's the keys.
Although I will say I had plenty of friends who have done that for their parents when I was growing up.
Still, it's fucked up.
Yep. Let's go on then to our final story. Story number six. Florida man rams his neighbor's tractor with his own, drops a 10-foot log on him, and then beats him up.
Now, that's the opposite of what I was just speaking of.
Yes.
That's funny.
Yeah.
That's some funny shit.
From WFLA.com.
That is some funny shit.
This is like halfway between WWE and BattleBots.
I know. Now, this is funny.
A Florida man was arrested this week after deputies say he rammed his tractor into a neighbor's tractor, dropped a log on the other man, and then started beating him up, as we just said in the headlines. Deputies arrested 46-year-old Charles Jenkins near his home in Dade City on Thursday morning. Have you ever been to Dade City?
I don't know. Where is it?
It's
Miami-Dade. I'm sure around Miami then, right?
No, it's actually up towards Ocala. It's exactly the kind of place where you would expect something like this to happen. An arrest report says the victim was using a tractor to remove a log from an easement near his home when Jenkins drove his own tractor towards him. Witnesses told deputies Jenkins had another log on the front of his tractor at the time.
This is getting good. This has been fun as hell to watch.
They've got equal weapons.
Let's go, biatch.
They've got dueling logs and tractors.
And then he dropped the log on him.
Jenkins is accused of driving his tractor into the victim's tractor, then dropping the log on the victim's legs.
Ooh.
When the victim fell off his tractor, deputies say Jenkins jumped on top of him and started hitting him in the face.
Mm.
Witnesses say the victim was eventually able to push Jenkins off of him, even though his legs were squashed from a fucking log. Deputies who responded to the scene say they found the drop log still up against the victim's tractor. The arrest report notes that the log was about 10 feet long and 2 feet in diameter.
That's a big ass log.
That's like 3.5 feet around. If you do the
if you put pi times
diameter. Yeah.
That's yes.
Yeah.
3.14159.
Yeah. Is that all you got?
I could go more, but I'm not. I don't want to embarrass you.
All right. Jenkins was charged with aggravated battery with a deadly weapon and taken to the Pasco County Jail.
Wait.
A 10-foot log is a deadly weapon.
Really? This is subjective at this point. I mean,
a tractor is a deadly weapon.
A tractor could... No, but that's... It's like... No, that's not subjective. That's not the word I'm looking for. Not circumstantial. It's you're twisting things into everyday life used improperly are now deemed as a deadly weapon.
Anything could be a deadly weapon. Used in the correct manner.
See, I think that's wrong. I think you can still assault someone with an undeadly weapon. So why is assault with a deadly weapon? No, a deadly weapon is a weapon designed to harm a knife can be a deadly. Well, that's wrong. A knife can be used to cut. It can be an end.
It's a tool.
It's a tool.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
As long as the blade's less than 4 inches long, you can carry it wherever you want.
That's a big ass log, though. But see, that's some funny shit.
Yeah,
that would be fun to watch. Two people that I don't want to say this. That the guy didn't get hurt, but you got two people out there battle botting on tractors with logs in front of them. That's fucking funny. That's some funny shit. Stupid as fuck, but it's still funny.
That's Florida.
Come to Florida, you'll love the sunshine. It'll make you batshit crazy, but hey. That's the show for this week, folks. If you want to hear more, please subscribe to the podcast using the links in the show notes.
If you like the show, please rate us 5 stars and leave a review on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Podcasts, or wherever you listen to us on Florida Man.
Like and follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. We are at Florida Man Pod.
If you got a suggestion for a story you'd like us to cover, send us an email to floridamenpodcast@gmail.com or leave us a voicemail at 567-432-9674. And we got an email this week from Dustin.
We did?
Yeah, Dustin.
I like emails.
Yeah, Dustin said, Tito's is vodka for dog people.
What?
So you would have better luck getting them to sponsor your show if you were the Florida Dogs podcast. They reached out to my wife several months ago for her event, Boise Corgi Fest. They didn't provide any money, but they did send merchandise for the silent auction that raised money for a local dog rescue. They definitely liked helping raise money to save dogs, but I'm not sure if they would sponsor a podcast. Well, thanks, Dustin. Well,
So you're saying there's a chance.
You got a dog here. I've got 3 dogs here.
Not here, you don't.
Well, not at your house, but at my house, I got 3 dogs.
So if I'm adding correctly, that's 4 dogs.
Yes.
Florida Dogs Podcast.
We'll have to work on something. We might have to start.
You say there's a chance. Well, I'm finding. Well, now, this actually is
encouraging. Yeah. We've got some insider information.
I'm out of Tito's, by the way. I'm having to use some monkey skull vodka shit, which is actually good, by the way. But
monkey skull vodka
monkey
shit?
Skull vodka.
Is that the brand name?
I don't think so.
Okay. All right.
But we now have found, could you imagine if we actually got Tito's to send us merchandise and shit?
Oh, hell yeah.
That's like big time then. That's like, I'm done. I ain't going to get no better than that.
Yep. Well, we have had some ads running in the past week now. We are sponsored.
We are sponsored. That was a big deal for us.
Yeah. So if you don't want to hear those ads on every episode, you can support the show financially by...
You can drop something in our online... No. If you'd like to support the show financially... See, Joel, you screwed me up. I like the segue. You see how I went back to segue on there?
Yeah.
It's called a callback in the comedy.
Gotcha.
community. If you'd like to support the show financially, you can drop something in our online tip jar at paypal.me/floridaman, or to get early access and extended ad-free episodes.
Ad-free episodes.
And other cool stuff, you can subscribe at patreon.com/floridaman. Or you can send us something from our Amazon wish list. The link is in the show notes.
And we would like to thank our Patreon subscribers personally, and they are at the Jacksonville tier, David, at the Tampa tier, Roxanne, Stephanie, Colin, Kurt, Matthew from Washington State, One Foot in the Grave podcast, Kat, and Michael. At the Tallahassee tier, we have Koneth.
Stop.
What?
100-something episodes, and you still can't put Koneth's name?
I copy and paste it. He's got it in all caps. I don't want to bother retyping it.
Of all the sponsors on, of all the subscribers, Patreon subscribers, he's the only one on here in all caps.
Yeah.
Every single week, and you refuse to put it in regular case.
I copy and paste this list every week. I'm not going to retype five letters 101 times.
It's six, actually.
Well, I wouldn't have to retype the C.
Oh, good point.
Anyway, at the Tallahassee tier.
Fucking hate it when you're right.
Koneth, Erica, Heather and Josh.
Woo-hoo!
Paradise After Dark podcast, Nicole and Matt. At the Daytona tier, Katie and Jessica. At the Orlando tier, the Space Coasties, Steve and Danielle and Lata. And at the Miami tier, Travis. And we have two new patrons this week.
We do.
We do. At the Jacksonville tier, we have Wally. And at the Tallahassee tier,
my buddy,
JP.
My buddy.
He finally signed up.
He did. My buddy keeps being sunflower seeds
and ass spray.
Yep. Liquid
that,
ass.
And that does bring us to 23 patrons. So we're only two patrons away.
Whatever happened to the bottle of liquid ass?
It's at my house.
Okay, good. It needs to stay there. There's no good that can come of that in this house.
I understand. And it is because there's no good that can come of it in my house either.
Some rank ass shit.
Oh my God. I was tasting that shit for a day and a half.
I had my mouth open and everything.
But as I was saying, only two more patrons until we reach our goal of 25. And then we'll take suggestions for what we should name our company. And I think we're going to have to start a podcast network, not just Florida Men. We're going to have a whole, because we got to do Florida Dogs now too. Apparently,
that's fine. We'll have a conglomerate.
There we go.
Network,
Florida Podcast Network.
We can quit our work. We'll just sit here and talk. We'll talk and get drunk all day.
There's
and people will pay us.
Podcast networks. We can't use that one.
We can't.
Yeah, no. But we'll come up with something. Oh, actually, no. Our patrons will have to come up with it.
And we have like different people, and we rent the studio out, and we have all these guests that come in, and we'll just make tons of money and stay drunk all day.
Sounds good to me. Can we do this on the beach?
No, the equipment's in here. We can't take this to the beach.
I mean, like, can we get a studio at the beach and do that there?
Well, we'd have to buy a house. I mean, or a place.
Yeah, we can rent something.
All right. We'll put it on our wish list.
Think big, Phil.
Put it on Amazon for our wish list.
All right.
This program is provided for information use only. No warranty or professional relationship is implied, and no refunds will be granted.
Views expressed on this program are solely the opinions of the Florida Men podcast and are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Don't take medical advice from a podcast. Oh, that reminds me. We need to make a call, don't we?
Yeah, we need to make a call because you screwed up from last week.
All right. And don't imply an endorsement by our sponsors, spouses, families, employers, each other, or the Florida Board of Tourism. You got that queued up?
Yeah, I got it queued up. Here we go.
Hello?
Hello.
Can you hear me okay?
Yes.
Okay, great.
All right, so here's the deal.
Okay.
Unbeknownst. Once again, Joel was wrong on his medical analogy of the use of, what was it?
Ketamine.
Ketamine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Claiming it was only in the last episode, claiming it was only to be used, that they only used it for veterinarians.
Well,
and
hold on. You're misrepresenting what I said.
Am I really?
I went back and listened because I did know that I have to edit the episode. So I did hear it multiple times. And what I did say is that I don't think it's used for humans, but I could be wrong. And obviously I was, because I looked it up later. But what I did say about the veterinary use was correct.
Yeah. I think you said the words, I'm pretty sure it's just used for vets.
And my knowledge on that goes way back into the 1990s, so I'm not up to date.
It's literally used on children.
Okay,
like on a daily basis, like not just humans, but babies.
Okay, thank you for correcting, because I would not want to put any misinformation out into the world.
You know, so
tell us the use of it. Then let's get into the details of this. Then what the actual story was This person broke into a place and stole it, right?
No, the original story was the guy was freaking out, so they gave him ketamine to calm him down. That was the story we talked about.
Oh, was it?
Yeah. What I talked about was the fact that back in the 90s, when I was a young and stupid person, that I knew of people who were breaking into veterinary clinics to steal it to get high on, which that was something that did happen.
Okay.
Right. And still today, I mean, when people talk about doing Special K, like they're talking about ketamine.
Right.
Special K.
Yes.
So what, how does one,
or vitamin K? That's another, yeah, that's another name they call it.
Is he right?
Yeah. All yeah. Right. Yeah.
So how would one go about abusing the drug itself? Do they inject it or do they snort? Yes. What?
Yeah. It's usually an injectable drug, like in the hospital anyway.
So
you just do a lot more of it when you're trying to get high off of it, I would assume.
But what does it do to you though? But if it's used for an anesthetic, wouldn't it just knock you out?
No, it's also a hallucinogen in higher doses.
Really?
Yeah. And it's one of those, like one of the side effects that is like a reason to decide like which you're going to use, is that a lot of, more so in adults than in children, but they will, wait, like when they're starting to come back from the anesthesia, they'll get really mad and like really combative and start having a lot of issues as they're like coming out of it. Which is kind of related to like how people feel when they get high from it. But it's used a lot for induction because it doesn't have an effect on blood pressure, and it doesn't react for people that have reactive airway disease. So they use a lot in kids that have asthma, because a lot of other induction agents could like potentially cause an issue if they're giving you this to sedate you and you have asthma. A lot of the other agents can cause an issue.
I have learned so much.
You're welcome.
Yes. So I
see, now, we would not have this conversation
if you weren't wrong.
If I wasn't
majority of the time
totally off.
So now, right. I do want, now thank you for that. I do appreciate you clearing up the air on this from our roving reporter in Indianapolis. Heather, for clearing up the air. Now, I do want to point out the fact we actually did get Joel's brother on the phone the other day and discussing something, and he hasn't taken a liking to you.
Yeah, first of all, it's clear he's jealous, you know, which okay. I mean, he has every right to be. Like,
he is intimidated by intelligent women. I will give you that.
And you know, I get it. He pays a lot on his Patreon account, and he just isn't as cool as I am, so he doesn't get the same amount of recognition, and it makes him a little butthurt. But, like, you know, I do have to give him props. The Dr. Doolittle thing made me giggle. Like, that was funny. And that's okay. Like, if he needs to let out his jealous frustrations by saying things like that, then he can cope however he needs to.
Fair enough. Yep. And if, you know, depending on how this Halloween thing goes down, then we may need your advice, medical advice again. Not necessarily on me, but on...
Did I tell you I'm going to be in Florida on Halloween?
Oh, yeah, you did.
I didn't.
Yeah.
I told you she was coming down to interview at UF. Do you not remember that conversation?
I do now, yes. Oh. I didn't realize it was Halloween.
So I'm glad you'll be close.
Yeah, it's on Halloween.
It's only a 4, maybe 5-hour drive, so it's not that far.
Well, I'll be looking for your face on the news.
All right.
You know, if something goes down.
Thank you, dear. I appreciate you calling. Y'all have a great night. All right. Take
care.
We'll see you. Bye.
Bye.
See ya, guys.
All right.
Any rebroadcast, reproduction, or retransmission without the express written consent of Major League Baseball is prohibited.
This podcast was recorded at Southern Audio Production Studios in Fort Myers, Florida, and mixed on a Segway in a bowl of macaroni and cheese.
That's nice. And as always, we'll finish up tonight with the Battle of the Florida Man and Tracy.
Couple weeks and it's on, biatch. You can kiss my ass.
Florida man, might be crazy, might be stupid. He's a Florida man. He's got his feet in the sand while he works on his tan. He's got an annual pass to Disneyland. He drinks his beer from a can, he lives in his van. A mobile tiny house inside. It's Florida man. Florida man. Might be crazy, might be stupid. He's a Florida man. Florida man. He's a dumbass, but we love him. He's a Florida man.
I have learned so much.